Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Man, I say it every time, but really, thank goodness it is Friday. Wow, I tell you what, it has been a busy day. But you know, it's always going to be busy when you're at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Chris, how are you, my friend?
Just listen to you knock off those monikers like they were just nothing at all.
Right off the top of my head.
Man. Hey, I had a great day today. You know what, folks? You can still have a great day yourself by going to Canova Mall. If you know where Best Buy is, this is the side of the mall I'm talking about, by the fountain area.
Right.
Go over there and help us out in getting money together and relief for our hurricane victims. Cat Country's there, our sister station. Of course, WEAR, our media partner, and News Radio 92.3 on the sidewalks begging for money. Begging for money.
That's one way to put it, sure.
Hey, and we appreciate every single penny that you can move along to us. So we'll be talking about this throughout the day today. I even had a chance to see Austin on television today.
Yeah, look at me.
They've got some B-roll of you rolling. So, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to take a look at some that footage from WEAR. You'll see Austin there working.
Yeah.
I mean, he was actually working.
Yeah, wearing a red jacket and everything.
Yeah, I mean,
repping the
like,
station.
It was like he was in his uniform and going at it. I just wanted to throw that in there before we got started today.
Yeah, you're welcome, Pensacola. All righty, just about 4:15 here. We're actually going to get started right away with our first quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Parrish Tractor. That's one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. You can visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at parrishtractor.com. Looking at the roads here, we did have a nasty accident on I-10. If you're traveling eastbound towards Highway 29. That is causing heavy backups, pushing you back to 9 Mile Road. That's looking like standstill traffic on our map here. Also, just got some usual problems. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also have some congestion on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Blackwater River. No confirmation of an accident on our end here, but nonetheless, very, very heavy congestion in that area. As for the weather, it's a beautiful day today. 80 degrees, low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, basically the same thing. High of 81, low of 61 again.
Just copy and paste that thing for the next couple of days.
I know.
That's the forecast.
It's going to be fantastic.
No problems, folks. It's going to be a beauty. Great to get outside, catch some of the sun and some of that fresh air. I could not believe the temperatures this morning when I got up.
I know. It was cold.
Well,
chilly.
It was. For my standards, I'm right there along with you. I'm going to tell you about three events. I'm not going to get into them right now, but these are some of the events we're going to be talking about through the afternoon show today. They're having that Munson Heritage Festival up at Cruel Lake this weekend on the Blackwater. It's in the Blackwater State Park.
Yeah.
Going to talk about that. That's always a crowd favorite. Also, Pensacola's Jewish community celebrating Yom Kippur tonight. And we're going to have Eric Hansen, my partner in dragon boat crime. That's what I'm going to say.
That's a very particular
That's
crime.
That's what I'm going to say. Yes, it is. And Eric will join us at 4:35 this afternoon. Who in the heck is Eric? You know who Eric is. He's Mr. Dragon Boat. Been doing this for 10 years now with Northeast Sertoma. He's the brainchild, and he is going to join us. We're going to just tap it. The event tomorrow morning, of course, 8 o'clock, starts on the Bayou Tahar right there, 18th and Lloyd. Might want to get there early for some prime parking spaces, but Eric will tell us exactly what is happening. I know they said they went through some trial races and stuff, getting ready and getting everybody on track. So they're ready to go, and Eric will be joining us 4:35 on News Radio 92.3.
Also, we've got the Shrimp Festival that kicked off yesterday in Gulf Shores and Orange Beach. That runs through the weekend and features local and regional vendors serving everything from crab cakes to fritters, lobster and other types of seafood, and of course, a lot of shrimp.
And I got to tell you, they've done that for 51 years now.
Really?
And it's a great festival. So if you get a chance to slide on, heck, folks, it's only just a few minutes to the west.
Yeah, it ain't too bad.
Not far at all. So, you know, take advantage of that. But you mentioned something. Did you say crabby or something like that? Or
crab cakes.
Crab cakes. I went to Wendy's last night. I told you I was going to. And I got my Krabby Patty sandwich.
I know where that's headed, yeah.
And the pineapple frosty.
What'd you
pretty
think?
Darn good.
I was about to say, be honest now.
Oh, I was really happy. It was pretty cool.
I thought about trying it.
I tell you what I was disappointed in, though. The food, great, no problem.
All right.
But the packaging was lousy. No, and what I'm talking about, you would think that they had to put this special SpongeBob, you know, special Krabby Patty in a package that said SpongeBob
background. More themed, yeah. Yeah.
But it was just a generic, like a generic cup that they put the pineapple Frosty in. They could have dressed it up a little bit better. I was excited about being there. They thought I was crazy when I pulled up. I want my Krabby Patty. And they went, what?
Okay. They're like, yeah, okay, whatever,
sure,
man.
I'm getting paid minimum wage. I don't care.
Well, that's probably how a lot
food,
of them
feel. It was good.
And also, some people in our area were able to see the Northern Lights last night. The Aurora Borealis?
Borealis.
I am not scientific at all. It was visible across the area last night, especially in more rural areas with less light pollution. A picture from northern Escambia County was posted on, you guessed it, northescambia.com. It was visible because of an extreme solar storm, and it's the second time our area has been able to see the Northern Lights this year.
Yeah, William Reynolds, he runs at northescambia.com. He's probably one of the best journalists in this market. Brilliant guy, and he does a bang-up job. And guess what? You're going to be able to see it again tonight.
Yes.
I've got a great story coming up.
Really?
I'm not sure if I pulled it for the 4 o'clock hour or 5 o'clock hour.
Well, y'all are just going to have to listen and find out.
But it's about the Aurora Borealis. I had the chance to see the Aurora Borealis at 42,000 feet flying into Cold Bay, Alaska on December 26th, back in the middle 90s. I forget what year it was.
Yeah, you told me that story.
Amazing. So, folks, light show tonight. It's free. Check it out.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good one.
All righty, just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some talk about President Biden. He's traveling to Florida on Sunday as the state continues to recover from Hurricane Milton. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
Because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues for senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional. I'll fight for a free Florida and a low tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Two major spots to keep an eye on, both on I-10. If you are traveling eastbound towards Highway 29, we had an accident there that's backing you up to 9 Mile Road. And if you're traveling westbound, approaching Blackwater River on I-10, this is pushing you back almost to Highway 87, so that's very heavily congested as well. Outside of that, it's just some of the usual spots. As for the weather, it's 80 degrees with a low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, the exact same way, high of 81, low of 61. And, Chris, we had a special drop-in from Brent Lane. Maybe you've heard of him.
I think he does a great job. I don't care what you say about him.
Yeah. No matter how much we gossip about him.
I think he does a good job.
Well, he had a sit-down with Lumen May, and we've got that audio for you.
No matter what they say about Lumen, I think he does a great job.
Yeah. Now, it sounds like we're starting to cover our behinds here. Brent had a sit-down with Lumen May. Just a couple minutes here. Let's see what they had to say.
Commissioner Lumen May is joining us here at Florida Together, which has been a joint effort.
All right. Well, we appear to be having some technical difficulties with that. Sorry, Brent, and sorry, Lumen. I guess we'll get back to you.
But I do have information that will certainly just jazz your head this afternoon.
All righty.
I promise you. Inflation data. How about that one?
Okay.
I know you're excited about this. The data from the month of September is showing mixed results, and Fox's Jenny Casola has more on the trending story.
The producer price index for September is mixed. Inflation at the wholesale level was flat in September from August, and core PPI, excluding food and energy, rose 0.2%. Both of those numbers improved. However, the PPI for the year ending in September increased to 1.8%, and core PPI rose to 2.8%. The numbers have cooled significantly from 2.5 years ago. The annual PPI peaked at 11.7% in March of 2022, and core PPI also peaked that month at 9.7%. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
427 News Radio 92.3. Austin, you remember a few days ago we had Todd Payne on from Pensacola International?
Yes, we did.
Just updating us. This was before the hurricane actually hit down in Central Florida. But he mentioned, he kind of teased us, and he dropped the word Breeze Airways. Do you remember when he said that? And I went, oh, yes, we forgot to put Breeze in there. We were talking about the schedule lineup
right at
that point. Breeze, I just wanted to pass this on to you. So if you guys, this is that new low fare carrier that flies these gorgeous 737 Maxes. I forget what they are, actually. Don't hold me to that one. Good airline. Anyway, they're what they're doing here. They're launching an offer designed to save you money, and it happens, get this, early tomorrow morning, 1:59 a.m. This is Saturday morning in the middle of the night is what I'm talking about. You can book a round-trip reservation using the promo code, and you have to use this code, FLYLOCAL, and get a 45% base discount, almost 50% off your ticket price.
All right.
Travel restrictions will apply. That is tonight, 1:59 a.m. I know you're one person that's going to be asleep probably by 7:40 when you get home tonight.
Yes.
You're a tired guy. Are you been busy today?
Well, and I'm not even going to be home by 7:40. I got the high school game of the week.
That's right.
So maybe 10:40 at night. maybe then.
Any plans of sleeping tomorrow morning?
No, because Wake kicks off early.
Okay, you got a raucous weekend heading for you.
Yes, I do. All righty. President Biden, I hinted at this before the break, he's going to travel to Florida on Sunday as the state continues to recover from Hurricane Milton. White House saying the president will visit areas impacted by the storm. And on earlier today, Biden said that House Speaker Mike Johnson needs to step up to help small businesses with needed aid. The president has said Congress needs to come back to D.C. and make sure FEMA has all of the funding it needs.
And we did mention to you Pensacola's Jewish community is celebrating Yom Kippur this weekend, beginning at sundown tonight. I remember you when we did this with Rosh Hashanah a couple of weeks ago. You checked out the sunset time for me. It was 6:32. That was a couple of weeks ago. Can you find out what the sunset is in the next few minutes or so?
I'll see if I can.
The official sunset time for Yom Kippur tonight. Yom Kippur continues through sunset on Saturday. Area Jews, of course, are participating in the high holy days at local temples and synagogues.
All righty. According to my iPhone app, which is historically inaccurate, sunset is around 6:20. If not, I would assume maybe a little bit after that.
So there you go. There's your official. Yeah. We're working off that time right there.
All righty. So give or take 6:20 is when sunset is.
Thank you.
All righty. Just want to touch on this real quick. Since we've got Eric Hansen coming up in about 7 or 8 minutes, do want to let you know just a bit of a rundown of what's going on in sports tonight. Of course, we've got high school football. You can listen to our high school football game of the week starting at 7 on ESPN Pensacola. That's going to be Booker T. Washington and Pine Forest. But tonight in college football, Northwestern at Maryland, UNLV at Utah State, and number 16 Utah at Arizona State. And also in the MLB postseason, we got the Padres and Dodgers. Winner advances to the NLCS.
Oh, busy day.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Two devastating hurricanes have hit Florida in 2 weeks. Governor Ron DeSantis discusses the state's efforts to restore power and recover from the damage left by both Helene and Milton.
We're doing a great effort. We got a lot of people that are there continuing to work. This storm did do damage. It was not the worst case scenario, but it did do damage, and it also did damage to people who had just had to weather the effects of Helene 2 weeks ago.
Over 2 million Floridians are still without power. Vice President Kamala Harris tells reporters the administration will continue working to deliver the necessary aid.
We continue to coordinate resources with local and state authorities, including food, water, medical supplies, and generators, and we will continue to work with the teams on the ground to restore water and power as quickly as possible.
Milton has killed at least 17 people. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher on the backs of promising bank earnings reports. The Dow and S&P 500 off to fresh records, the Dow gaining 409, the S&P 500 up 34, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ growing by 60 points. The global head of the Jeep brand will take over leadership of the key North American region for Stellantis, which is also replacing its CFO. The news came as a part of a management shake at the automaker, which is facing a range of struggles, including slipping sales domestically, high inventory, and fights with the UAW. U.S. crude oil prices today were on pace to eke out its second weekly gain in a row as Israel prepares to retaliate against Iran, the U.S. benchmark gaining 1% this week. U.S. crude oil futures for November delivery off slightly today to just under $76 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Tigers didn't advance to the ALCS last night as the Guardians forced a Game 5 after defeating Detroit 5-4 in Game 4. And when we turn our attention to Saturday, I think the Tigers find a way to get the job done and continue their improbable season, because I expect the best pitcher in baseball, Tarek Skubal, to have a huge national moment and be popping champagne after the game. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I don't mind coming here.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see, looking at the roads here. It's just I-10 that you have to worry about, whether it be you're traveling westbound towards Blackwater River or eastbound towards Highway 29. As for the weather, it is 80 degrees here in Pensacola with a low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, the exact same way, high of 81, low of 61.
Okay, OLF8 property. There you go. In Beulah. Undergoing another proposal, developers with the Beulah Town Center are planning to make another offer for that property. This time, they're going to bid all 530-plus acres. Scambia commissioners are confirming they now want to sell the entire property instead of keeping the 250 acres for job creation. Beulah Town Center developer Fred Hammer saying they are orchestrating a new offer. Commissioners can see something very soon on that.
All righty. And
how
Chris,
many times has this been flipped to different, you know, potential buyers of this property?
No, that's a good point.
A lot.
But you know what? To keep the big news coming, we do have a guest with us.
Oh, boy.
He goes by the name Eric Hansen, if I'm not mistaken.
No. He goes by the name TV personality, outdoor billboard star, and a radio interview that just can't be beat. Of course, it's Eric Hansen from the Dragon Boat Fest. Hey, Eric.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, listen, it's all our pleasure because, man, we just are really jazzed. Big day tomorrow. Eric, do you know how long we've been talking about this thing? I mean, it's been months.
I think it's been about 4 or 5 months now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, building up.
Just so proud of this event. You got to straighten me out here. Do the teams actually practice before they go out on the course?
They do.
Because I was reading a Facebook thing. Somebody posted on there and they said the teams of practice starting and finish lines are being set. The festival vendors and food trucks are setting up. And Athletes Village is coming alive. Whoever wrote that's pretty darn good.
I don't know if it was ChatGPT or Chris Bruner, but
good words.
Great.
Yeah, it did. Sure did. You guys ready for this event tomorrow?
We are excited. We are pumped. We've been there since early this morning, set everything up. The practices have been going all week long, and the weather is going to be perfect for all the people to come down to Bayview Park tomorrow starting at 8:30 in the morning.
Boy, it's going to be great. Here, Lee, may I add a little caveat to that statement? I hope folks bring along the SPF tomorrow. A lot of
bring
sunshine.
Bring along the sunblock.
Absolutely. Yeah, those UV rays are going to be really strong tomorrow. Beautiful day, as you mentioned. It's just, I hope our friends, the Dolphins, show up again in the Bayou Tahar. That's always an addition to the event, you know.
Absolutely. It's going to be great. We still need paddlers, Chris.
Okay.
Paddlers can come down and get in the boats. Want to paddle and have some fun? Do it.
What are the physical restrictions for somebody wanting to paddle?
If you can paddle in a canoe or a kayak, you can do this.
Hmm.
So if you can paddle in a canoe or kayak, come down and have some fun with us.
Okay, recapping, it's the 10th annual Dragon Boat races tomorrow, Bayou Tahar, Northeast Sotoma, doing the honors once again. Eric, anything that you can maybe tell? I mentioned a few minutes ago, and this is just experience talking, might want to come early for parking purposes and don't park in people's yards. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Chris, I was going through Milton. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. Milton does that. Hey, I will talk to Ed Spears about that over in Milton.
Yes, please do. So what was the question?
We were just talking about urging people for parking purpose of the event tomorrow to come early, but don't park in people's yards.
Yes. It's East Hill. Everybody knows it's a neighborhood.
Yes.
And the neighborhood is used to it. We've been doing it for 10 years. Mm-hmm. They know how it works. Very friendly people, but don't park in their yards. We will have golf carts running around picking people up. So all you got to do is just get down there early and get your spot and look out for the golf carts coming to pick you up.
How about let's name some of the sponsors this year? Can you just run a few past me? Because I know these are the people that make this darn thing happen.
Yes, I know we've got Joe Zarzer, who's been a big pillar for the last several years. He not only sponsors, but also put the team in. Mm-hmm. Well, and they usually win. I know we've had Penn Air and several others, and I know that those are really key ingredients to making this thing go, is having all these great sponsors put forth
to help the charities like Gulf Coast Kids House and Escambia County School Foundation benefit from all the funds and the proceeds which go to both those great charities.
You know what Zarzar does, don't you? He gets his paralegals. He gets those paralegals in those boats. And those ladies are in shape, let me tell you. And
these are triathletes.
Yeah, they are. I do race, you know, the running type races with them. And I see this, and man, these ladies put me to shame. And now they're rowing these boats. I'm going to bet on the Zarzar team.
I would. They're a great team, but they have definitely been challenged a few times in the past years. So they do not get it easy. There are teams challenging them right to the photo finish, and we have had teams win by 0.01 seconds.
Eric,
it is super fun and super competitive.
It really is. But at the end of the day, everybody walks away with a smile on their face because they know it's benefiting the Gulf Coast Kids House and Escambia County Public Schools Foundation. Great causes. Of all the bucks that you guys raise, they go to defined sources, and it's really, really good year after year.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those festivals that makes you feel good when you go home. You've had a great bite to eat. You've supported some great charities. You've had fun. You've cheered on your friends. You know, you really just kind of leave with the I love Pensacola feeling. So
yeah,
it just delivers on all aspects.
Absolutely. As we say in New Orleans, yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. That's right.
Okay, Eric, listen, you're right. Yeah, you're right. we're going to see you in the morning. You have a nice night. Get some rest tomorrow. It's going to be who's going to be parking cars? Jim parking cars tomorrow?
Jim, you got me down there? We got lots of people in charge of all of the golf carts and parking and everything. I'd get down there about 7 a.m. You know, we're going to be down there about 7. I think the spectators, you know, 8:30 is great. Bring your SPF, like Chris said, and, you know, bring your smiles, bring your family. It's a family fun event.
We
will see you down there. Come see Eric Hansen at the Hansen Real Estate Team tent. I'll be there.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Eric Hansen, of course, Northeast Sertoma.
Right.
Yeah, and Dragon Boat Races, 10th annual, and we're doing it tomorrow morning. Bayou Tahar, 18th and Lloyd. Come on down. If you've never seen the Dragon Boat Races, I encourage you to come down tomorrow morning. It's going to be a good one.
All righty. Let's see, 4:45 here, almost on the nose. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And then we do have another update from Brenton Lane after that. So a loaded hour one here. Let's see. So if you are traveling westbound on I-10 towards Blackwater River, we do have some backups there that are pushing you back to Highway 87. And if you're traveling eastbound on I-10 towards Highway 29, that's pushing you back to 9 Mile Road. Outside of those couple spots, though, the rest of our issues are what you would typically expect at this hour. As for the weather, it's 80 degrees right now with a low of 61. Tomorrow, the exact same. Sunny, clear Saturday, high of 81, low of 61. We do have another check-in from Brent Lane, who is, of course, at this hurricane relief drive on the fountain side of Cordova Mall. Let's see. Brent, what's going on, my man?
At the fountain side of Cordova Mall for Florida Together, and Commissioner Stephen Berry has joined us. It is so great to see an outpouring from our community, thinking back 20 years ago when we needed an outpouring from other communities. What brings you out today?
Exactly what you said. It's hard to believe it's been 20 years. Time passes quickly. The trauma of Hurricane Ivan is very recent in everybody's head. And you know, if you think back to that time, there were trucks coming in, there were people coming in, there were resources, there were tractor trailers full of water and resources and non-perishable food. There were, you know, Rotary clubs, civic clubs coming in from all over, Kiwanis clubs from other states. You know, not to mention the fully focused resources of other communities, EMS people, their fire personnel, Sheriff's Department from other regions. Hurricane Ivan was something that none of us that were here will forget. And I'm sure that what's gone on with Hurricane Helene as well as Hurricane Milton, it's gonna live in those folks' memory in the same way.
You know, you're commissioner in District 5, and of course, we saw so many tornadoes from Ivan back 20 years ago. That's a lot of what this storm has reminded folks of. And you know, as we're talking about where they're deploying the funds from the Salvation Army, it's like, man, those are the places. There's no more buildings there. So we're trying to figure out how to get some lumber back there, maybe a hot food. You know, those are the things the Salvation is providing today with 100% of the donations that are made through Florida Together.
One of the things that's hard to remember, and it's easy to forget if you're in town or in a more urban core, if you lose a road or if you lose a through fare, you usually have an opportunity to get around, to take a different route to where you're trying to get to. In a more rural area, if you lose the road or if something becomes impassable, there's often not another way around. And I know it's happening, you know, it happened 2 weeks ago. I know it's happening now. When you don't have any way to get around, not only are you dealing with the power outages of not having power in the home that you're in, and the issues with food and temperature and those things, especially if you have children or folks that might be a little bit older in the home that aren't as equipped on either end to manage this type of disruption in their daily schedules, you forget that if that's the only way in and out, you're going to actually start running out of running out of resources, running out of drinking water, fresh drinking water. I know that's a real issue. So it's still a real issue for some of the victims of Hurricane Helene a couple weeks ago.
Well, listen, today you can help out. Florida Together is all about dropping off your 5, your 10. We'll take your 20 and put it with somebody else's 50. And suddenly we've got 70, and we are on a mission to helping the most in need through the Salvation Army. It's 100% of your donations go to the Salvation Army, and 100% of the Salvation Army funds are going to those in need. You can help until 6 tonight at Cordova Mall. You can donate online, or you can text 850-430-1987 with the word Florida, and we'll send it right back to you right now. Commissioner Barry, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All righty. Brent Lane and Commissioner Barry. How about that? What a dynamic duo that was. Thank you very much, you two. All righty. 4:49 here. We're actually going to take a quick break. Man, this hour's flying by, ain't it, Chris?
It really is.
We'll take one last quick break, and when we return, we'll touch on some of the stuff that we didn't have time to earlier, maybe some of the sports stuff going on tonight, and also some of the more frivolous stuff, more lighthearted things to round out hour number one of Pensacola Right Now.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
You've got a Pepto predicament, moviegoer.
Hey, I can hear your stomach grumbling.
Sorry, I ate that entire tub of popcorn with extra butter. You overdid it, and now your movie has turned into a blockbuster bellyache. Undo it with Pepto.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto chewables provide fast 5-symptom relief, so you can focus on the action on the big screen instead of in your stomach. When you overdo it, undo it with Pepto. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority each Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You're invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Coming up this Tuesday, it's String Farm, Pensacola's bluegrass house band, playing the greatest all-time hits of bluegrass from the stage and screen. We'll see you this Tuesday for Bands on the Beach at 7 with String Farm. Just remember, no pets or class allowed.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on, heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there, waiting for Danny the girl.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 4:52 here. We got a few minutes to work with before we get that last quick check of the roads and weather. Chris, what do you got, my man?
In high school football, were you surprised over that Panama City Bay score?
I'm not surprised Bay won, but by how much? Yeah, that was, what did you say, 35-13?
Yeah, Panama City Bay claimed that District 1-3A crown after defeating West Florida. Happened Thursday night, 35-13 West Florida, now 2-5. Host Milton next week before its final district game against Pensacola High School. And they're playing this game at Blue Wahoo Stadium.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Week 10. How about that?
All right. That's kind of cool. Yeah. And also wanted to touch on this. An important inflation gauge is showing some good news. The Labor Department reported the producer price index was flat for the month and up 1.8% from a year ago. Economists had expected a slight increase after August 0.2% rise. The PPI measures what producers get for goods and services. And analysts say the data makes it more likely the Fed will cut interest rates again in November.
Okay. You know, we're talking a little bit of sports here. I didn't want to leave out NASCAR. Doggone it, I always get into I pull the story and get it here, and sometimes it slips my mind. Not today. Not today. The round of 12 will come to an end this Sunday following the NASCAR Cup Series race at the Charlotte Raceway. Fox's Joe Morgan has the latest in Fox on the Fast Lane.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. had not won in 65 races. His winless streak came to an end on Sunday in the Yellowwood 500 at Talladega Super Speedway thanks to a thrilling finish.
Here comes Ricky Stenhouse Jr. through the tri-oval. Keselowski down low. Stenhouse high. Fire and go foot on the outside.
Sound courtesy of NBC as Stenhouse won in overtime. Stenhouse became the second consecutive non-playoff driver to win a playoff race. A 23-car accident with five laps to go impacted 8 of the 12 playoff cars and stopped the race for nearly 10 minutes. Brad Keselowski, William Byron, Kyle Larson, and Eric Jones rounded out the top five. The Cup Series now heads to North Carolina for the Bank of America Roval 400 at Charlotte Motor Speedway Road Course. It's the final race of the round of 12, and four drivers will be eliminated from the playoffs on Sunday, with race time scheduled for 2 p.m. Eastern. Joey Logano, Daniel Suarez, Austin Cindric, and Chase Briscoe enter the race below the cut line. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All right. Wow, that was an intense, like, hoedown music there at the end. I like that.
That was Fox in the Fast Lane.
All righty. 4:55 here. Now it's time for that last quick check of the roads and weather, and hopefully I can keep it brief. There's just a couple major spots going on, both on I-10. If you're traveling westbound towards Blackwater River, we've got some heavy backups there backing you up to Highway 87. And if you're traveling eastbound on I-10 towards Highway 29, we had an accident report in that area pushing you back to 9 Mile Road, and some of the congestion is bleeding onto 9 Mile itself. As for the weather, it's 80 degrees with a low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, Chris, it's the exact same thing. Sunny, clear, high of 81, low of 61.
I know you were talking about the 10 freeway eastbound. Do they still have those winds advisories over the Blackwater on the freeway? Have they activated those or not?
I am not sure.
Okay, that sometimes caused some of that traffic messes, and might want to just kind of investigate that one, because once they put those warnings up, people kind of slide back a little bit. Gas prices holding pretty darn steady while we're in the kind of the genre of talking about automotive means. Average price per gallon of regular unleaded in Gulf Breeze. This is at the Valero station, $2.69. In Pace at the Raceway, $2.64. The Raceway in Cantonment is $2.57. And Pensacola Raceway, $2.59. You know, tonight is a very, very, very special day. The Pensacola Jewish community is celebrating Yom Kippur, of course, this weekend. It is one of the, I'm going to say it's probably the most important Jewish holiday of the year. It does begin this evening. And Fox's Jeff Manasso has the details.
Yom Kippur, also known as the Day of Atonement, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, begins after sundown tonight and runs through sundown Saturday evening and caps the period of the High Holy Days that follows the Jewish New Year. Plantation, Florida, Rabbi Pinchas Taylor telling Fox News the holiday marks the resilience of the Jewish people 1 year after the October 7th terror attacks on Israel.
The glory of our life, looking back on it, is going to be how you developed and how you overcame those challenges.
Yom Kippur, filled with prayer and fasting as the Jewish people repent for past sins, asking God for forgiveness and blessings for the new year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff. Chris, you know, I mentioned this lady just a couple days ago. Dionne Warwick. You a fan?
Dionne Warwick.
Did I say Dionne? I always do that. That is all because I want to say Diane, but there's an O.
It's Dionne Warwick.
Dionne, got it. Right. Okay, Dionne Warwick. Anyway, Grammy-winning singer. Oh, she's being honored by her hometown of East Orange, New Jersey. The walk-on-by singer who cranked out hits after hits from 1959 to 1959. My goodness, 1959 to 1999. There you go. Wants you to take a walk on what used to be called North Arlington Avenue. It's being renamed for her just weeks before she's inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The 83-year-old greatest hits include Don't Make Me Over, Alfie, and That's What Friends Are For. Her voice has been described as a warm blanket on a chilly night.
You know, she was in partnership with Burt Bacharach for many years, and this is in the 60s, so you would just look back in the archives on these stories.
I'll do my research. Yeah.
What a superstar. As a matter of fact, there used to be a disc jockey here in town, Papa Don Schroeder. He wrote a lot of her material, actually.
Really?
People don't realize that, but he was an excellent writer and composer. But he worked with Dionne Warwick.
Oh, wow. Very nice. And also, keeping with the pop culture theme here, Kanye West being sued by a former employee who says he was hired to investigate Kim Kardashian. The employee, identified only as John Doe, filed a lawsuit in L.A. County Superior Court on Thursday alleging retaliation and infliction of emotional distress, as well as numerous labor code violations. The man claims he was hired by the rapper and business mogul to investigate the Kardashian family for alleged sex trafficking and to tail the rapper's current wife, Bianca Censori, while she was visiting her family in Australia.
Okay, here's something I want you to put down on your calendar.
Very well.
It's not happening this weekend, but it's coming up in the very near future. But I wanted to give you a heads up so you could plan accordingly. The Night Moves Festival, back for year number two this year. 16 acts are booked on Saturday, November 9th. Curtain rises from 1 to 11. That's 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. over at Maritime. Organizers confirm more food trucks, shorter lines, bathroom access, and an optimal music experience. The Night Moves Festival debuted last year as an independent music festival under the umbrella of Foo Foo Festival.
Oh, there very
you
nice.
Go. More information if you want it. Here it is, nightmovesfest.com, and I would definitely put that on your calendar. It's going to be good acts. I didn't want to go through all the 16 friggin' acts, but good acts. So Night Moves Festival coming back for year number two.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.